This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
And we're doing it. Coming up, John Rappaport in the next segment. I'm going to get to a video that is sickening of the mayor of the crime-infested globalist megacity of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, saying Trump's not welcome here because of the Dreamers. Well, also what's not welcome there is law and order. Or, you know, police that aren't corrupt. So we're going to play that. Come up in the next segment. I'm going to punch out and let John Rappaport, the virtuoso of research and documentation, to join us. But Matt, one of the great producers here, his mother came down this weekend. He just remembered it earlier. We were talking about intimidation. He kind of suppressed it. The reason I say that, he told me he had a photo of watching folks go over to his mother's car and put signs on it, put notes saying, you know, we hate Alex Jones, we hate Trump, they're idiots. And then another story he had about his roommate of many years, his new girlfriend from San Francisco, found out he works here, and it's like, you know, she just can't even believe it. It just the abject Nazi-like behavior when they're calling us Nazis and they're financed by their cultural guru, George Soros, a literal Nazi. So Matt, narrate this for radio listeners. We'll put the photos on screen. We never get the crew on air. That's why we never do. They're not used to it, and then we never get the mics on. But he's joining us now. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
I can hear me now. All right. It's funny. There was kind of a personal story. We have the woman who was a lawyer on talking about a class action suit because of a lot of the harassment that's going on. And a funny story. I typically don't take things too personally, but it's different when something strikes close to home with your family. And we were out for Sunday brunch, my mom and I. She was down to visit, and these people who we knew who it was because the parking lot had been full, and then when we get back, it's a different car, and of all cars, it's got tons of stickers. They've got their own stickers on the back, you know, coexist, this, that, the other thing. And they left this loving note on my mom's car because my mom, she's got an InfoWars sticker. She takes
pride. And it says, Alex Jones and Trump are effing idiots. And see, they want to intimidate you.
Oh, yeah.
Where you don't have your speech, only they have theirs. They're all about suppressing it. They're all about shutting it down.
Yeah, and here's my mom.
Your mom is so cute.
Oh, she thought it was hilarious. You know, not me, because, you know, my mom, she's heard about some of these things on.
Now, this is your mama. You want to defend
her. Oh, you know, she's such a good sport about it. And it's that car behind her. It was one of those Subaru Outbacks that, you know, a lot of leftists. I don't want to say a lot of leftists, but when it's like got all the coexist bumper stickers on it.
Oh, no, you know, that is the car. It is a Subaru Outback. It is a limousine.
I don't want to stereotype, but it was pretty hard to miss. And, you know, they're sitting right next, or they're parked right next to her, and it's like you almost see the notepad, you know, sitting there on the dash.
Now, and then that segues into what's happening with your roommate.
Well, you know, that's the funny thing. The point that I'm getting at is really about agitation propaganda. And it's funny that people will go out of their way to leave a note to a total stranger who they have never had, you know, an interaction with. And the deal is that, you know, they're not really mad at you. They're not really mad at Donald Trump. Very little of what, you know, they actually do affects them in their actual everyday life. You know what I mean? What they're mad at is all this left-wing propaganda that is 24/7 super.
That's right. They're, you know, the susceptible idiots that believe they're doing something with their life, telling somebody that InfoWars is evil because we oppose all the wars and the secret surveillance and IBM and the Holocaust. They don't even know who we are. They watch Jon Stewart or they watch Colbert and believe the fiction they're putting out is real. These are idiots.
And the thing is that this political atmosphere has kind of bled over into a lot more entertainment now. And so these people who are, again, big TV heads or this...
Exactly. You just said it. People that aren't even politically involved are now being politically awakened. The globalists put them to sleep, wanting them to be quiet. Now they've activated the zombies.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Coming on at 6.
Hollywood.
Babylon. All right, I'm turning this over in just a few minutes to John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. He's had that domain name for like 15 years. Boy, the fake news wars are on. That's why we have news wars. .com. But Matt, one of our producers, was finishing up with his mom visiting from Dallas, Infowars.com, the back of her car. Somebody writes a pad saying Alex Jones and Donald Trump are effing idiots. And then they've got all their bumper stickers on their car. They just want you to shut up. They want to peck you into submission. But you were talking about your roommate of many years, girlfriend is from San Francisco, a refugee of her own collapsed system, and that she's telling him he can't associate with you. A lot of folks I know have gotten divorces over not supporting globalism. I mean, this is such an authoritarian ideology.
Yeah. So that story goes like this. You know, I was out of town, and I don't know if she had too much to drink or what, but she confronted my roommates in kind of a passive aggressive move. And, you know, my current roommates know my old roommates. We all get along together. We all went to school together. We just kind of wound up splitting because you can't have eight people in a house or whatever. And, oh yeah, you know, I had known her for 2 years. We'd always, you know, really gotten along. And then out of nowhere, not even to my face, but to my roommate's face, they say, you know, we can't even be friends with him anymore because of where he works. And apparently it got to the point where other people, you know, had to leave. And so it was just kind of sour grapes, I guess.
And by the way, Daria, U.S. Army, Special Operations, you name it, that's not where she's getting these messages, but a job she had in California, she was showing me earlier these friends going, how dare you be with that scumbag, Alex Jones? How dare you work there? You're going to pay for this. She's not even put on social media that she works here. How are they even finding that out? Maybe we should get Daria on camera.
Maybe IBM is tracking them.
I don't know. It's just crazy how they want to get in our faces and bully us and have signs saying, you know, we are all about peace, and then go and attack prayer vigils with signs that say, you know, peace, peace. Sorry, Daria, go ahead.
Yeah, what's funny is that these people, they want to insult you first, but then when you try to go back at them and just make a joke, you know, a really silly joke, that they get really offended and really self-righteous at the fact that you dare to insult them when they were the first one to insult you.
Oh, there's no logic. That's what I notice.
Yeah, exactly. They have no sense of self-awareness. I just find that very disturbing.
Why do you think they're expanding their aggression? Just because they feel like they're not in power now? Because the media told them so?
Well, I think it has to do a lot with, again, what I was talking about, agitation propaganda. It's a specific term for, you know, what they're putting out. A lot of times you cannot escape this political atmosphere now, especially if you're tuning into, like, late-night shows, things that should be...
Every late-night show out there attacks me, and then
exactly.
They have a new one saying, I hate long-haired men, and I want to hurt long-haired men. I guarantee I'm going to have some long-haired guy walk over and probably attack me because I hate long-haired men. A total mental illness.
Well, you know, it's just one step away from being transgender, right?
Well,
no, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. That was bad.
Guys, great job breaking this down. I'm going to do a whole report on it. Mike Cernovich, comments on that.
Well, we live in our bubbles now, and the media is radicalizing people. That's actually one of the arcs in the film Hoax, The Media's War on Truth, which is that the media is radicalizing its foot soldiers of Antifa and these other violent people that commit the crimes, and the media goes, oh, well, you know, we're just objective observers. We're not doing this. So,
The Republicans playing baseball here with no security. Oh, we didn't do anything, though.
Yeah. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Here's where you can find Republicans. And they don't have bodyguards. There was another article, too, about the bodyguards of Trump. So they're actually, and now USA Today, of course, yesterday created a database of 4,500 people who are members of Trump's golf club.
To harass them.
They just play golf, right? So that's what they're doing, is they're letting people know, hey, here's how you can go target people. Here's how.
But don't they get that that's not going to make us back off? It's going to make us get that much more aggressive?
Well, what they don't understand is that they're going to be blamed for things that happen. So that's what I tell people in media that I'm friends with. I go, look, man, you guys just got to knock it off. Because if something happens, like, for example, if something happens to somebody's mother because of a bumper sticker she has, people are going to blame the media. They're going to blame CNN. And that's what I've been telling them. They're playing with fire. They don't know what they're doing. They need to disavow.
I know. They don't think logically. Like, didn't they know when Antifa went out and attacked everybody, prayer vigils, that it would blow up in their face? I mean, now they're having to pull back. I mean, that's what's scary, is they're not logical.
They're drunk with power.
All right, we're turning this over to John Rappaport, but I had to play this and get your take on it. And then we'll let John just come back and cover it and get into the next hour here before you go on in about 47 minutes during War Room. You're going to be co-hosting with Owen Schroyer right here out of these studios. Yesterday, Emanuel comes out and says, well, Trump's repealed DACA, horrible, racist, evil person. He's not welcome here. And by the way, if you're illegal, you're welcome here. All Trump said is, these aren't really kids that were already here since they were little. It's mainly adults and people that have been deported before, and it's all fake, and there's got to be some vetting. This is an executive order outside of law, just legalizing everybody. But then that was ignored, what he really said. But think about the takeaway of this with this mayor, where you can say Okay, and also not welcome. Law and order, also not welcome. Safe society, also not welcome. A property tax base that isn't being eroded. I mean, these Democrat-run cities are sinking into the mud. And here is Rahm Emanuel demonizing the president, trying to save the economy.
Right, because he has no answers. He has no answer for the violence. He has no leadership. While there, how many people are shot every weekend in Chicago? 30 to 50 people some weekends are shot. Record numbers of murders in Chicago. And rather than deal with those real problems, he virtue signals, which is all, this is why Hillary lost. This is why the Democrats keep losing.
By the way, do we not have that clip? Because there's a press conference. Oh, it's ready. Okay, well, let's go ahead and play that clip.
But I want to emphasize one thing that the alderman noted, the chairman, that I think is very important. And that is that President Trump has talked about ending the Dreamers program. To all the Dreamers that are here in this room and in the city of Chicago, you are welcomed in the city of Chicago. This is your home, and you have nothing to worry about. Chicago, our schools, our neighborhoods, our city, as it relates to what President Trump said, will be a Trump-free zone. You have nothing to worry about. And I want you to know this, and I want your families to know it, and rest assured, I want you to come to school, but more than just come to school, pursue your dreams.
That's right. Come to school and get shot by all the Mexican mafia, drug gangs, everything that have their main base in Chicago.
Community college is free, and it is open to dreamers. Is the only public.
Everything's free. Just come here, collapse everything. Everything's free, but no one wants to be there. People are fleeing Chicago. We're on the radio in Chicago. There are great people there, but they're infested by criminals like this guy that wants to exploit and lower wages.
In the eyes of the city of Chicago, because you have big dreams and we want to be part of those dreams. So rest assured in that effort.
He wants gun owners to not be able to fly on planes. Not with their guns. This was, you're a gun owner, you can't fly on planes. What do you make of that?
Yeah, he wants to bring in more death and destruction into Chicago. That's what they all want. They can't build, so they want to destroy. They want MS-13 in Chicago. They want mass shootings in Chicago.
You're from Illinois.
Exactly. They want murders in Chicago. They want crime in Chicago, because then that allows the big government to come in and say, oh, you need us, because if you don't have us, you'll have even more crime. So what he is saying there is that I want MS-13 in Chicago. I want more murders. I want more shootings. I want more crime. I want more chaos. I want more destruction. That way you're going to have to come to me on your knees and give me more power.
At Cernovich on Twitter. I'm at Real Alex Jones. We're going to skip this little four-minute break and then the one at 50 so that all the time I just took from Rappaport is given back. Just like that. Voila. Thank you all for your support of the InfoWar. Now back to John Rappaport and NoMoreFakeNews.com. John, take over.
Rahm Emanuel, the man of great peace, brings peace to Chicago. Of course, he can't be the mayor. That's the position he's in. Why can't he be the mayor? Because he can't do anything about shootings and more shootings and more killings and more crime and more shootings and more killings in Chicago. Because he won't do anything about it. Because he wants to deflect the attention to some grand idealistic program. Everybody come to Chicago. Everybody come to Chicago. The main hub for the transshipment of drugs, street drugs, in the United States. By the way. Yeah, Rahm Emanuel. This is a guy. How the people of Chicago can even think about leaving this guy in office is way beyond any semblance of sanity. But let's get to another American city. I've got some stories here we're going to cover. Technocracy on parade, on the march, planned societies, planned to self-destruct, planned to be insane, planned to plan your life, how you will fit into a slot, how you will be a citizen of the world, denied of your basic rights and freedoms and the ability to pursue your dreams, as Rahm is talking about. But I'm talking about the real thing, not his fake news. Sacramento, that's the capital city of California, which has got one of the biggest economies in the world, drowning in debt, of course, the government. another lunatic bunch of bureaucrats there. But guess what Sacramento is doing now? They have just instituted a program which they call Advance Peace, P-E-A-C-E. City Council voted on it, reported by Fox up there. They're going to pay gangs not to commit crimes in Sacramento. They're going to pay selected gang members to finish school, and then they're going to get good jobs for them. So the city, the capital city, one of the largest economies in the world, California, is down on its knees, surrendering to gang violence and bloodshed in the city because they admit they can't do anything about it. They don't know what to do. They're idiots and lunatics in bureaucratic offices. I'm sure there are police officers in that city who would like to do the right thing, but apparently there is no plan and there is no way from the top to deal with gang crime in Sacramento. So they're going to pay, and they put about $1.5 million in the pot in Sacramento as if that's going to make a difference. I can just see, well, you get a gang member there. Look, we got this program, you see. We know that you're shooting people. That's okay. You know, I mean, we can't do anything about that, but we can give you some money if you'll finish school and just not kill anybody for the next 3-4 years, and we could find you a job. Really? Yeah, we could do that. And how much would this job pay? Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe, I don't know, $35,000, $40,000 a year. Well, I could make that in a month dealing drugs. Oh, I see. Well, but look, you could be a good citizen. Really? Who said I wanted to be a good citizen? This is a program of the capital city of the state of California. They're trying to plan society, plan their city around the idea of total capitulation to gang violence in the city. Think about that for a minute. Talk about the breakdown of law and order. This is way beyond that. This is law and order saying there's nothing we can do. Nothing we can do. Because if we did something, it might offend somebody. So let's just continue to go down and grovel on our knees in front of these gangs and offer them money, tax money, the people's money, to not commit crimes. Please, sir, would you not commit crimes? We will pay you money. That's the program. That's the fantastic plan that has been forwarded by the city of Sacramento. And not a word from the governor of California about this, Jerry Brown. What's he thinking? He's right there in Sacramento. That's where the governor's office is. Does he care about this? He's like Rahm Emanuel, writ large. Welcome to the sanctuary state. Did you know, for example, if you take in what they call future unfunded liabilities, that's promises to pay out pension money and so forth into the future, do you know what the total debt of the state of California, the government, is? Oh, bordering on $500 billion. $500 billion. I'm not making that up. And they want to, you know, open the borders, unlimited numbers of immigrants, give you free services, give you free everything, because what's money after all? It's just something that we're inventing, and the federal government will never let us go completely broke, will they? We don't think so. So we're just going to keep adding debt and more debt and more debt. That's their attitude. So we throw a few more million in the pot for gangs, so that they will not commit crimes, as if this program is really going to work. Who's kidding who here, right? But it'll show that we're really peaceful people, you see. This is another attitude on the left. We're peaceful. We love everybody. Doesn't matter what you've done, what you're doing, what you're going to do, who you're going to hurt, who you're going to kill. Yeah, you see, we're peaceful. We forgive everything, and we're willing to show it by giving you money, as much money as we can spare. You know, to you it might be spare change, Mr. Gang Member, but it's in the spirit of giving and gifting and being nice, because above all, we have to be seen to be nice, because we actually started, I don't know, using our police force and the state guard to crack down on murder. Murder we're talking about here. Then we might be perceived to be of ill will. We might be perceived to be bad people, harsh people, severe people. And we can't have that, because in California, it's all about being nice. That's the deal, you see. And that's who we are. All right, so that's story number one. Planned society doomed to fail. I'm going to get into another one. This is just unbelievable. This has flown below the radar. A study. There are several German researchers on this, so you know it has to do with Germany, but there's also U.S. researchers. It applies across the board. The premise of the study was mass immigration. It's a good thing. This is a scientific study. It's a good thing. We all know that. You just open the doors and the gates and the borders to everybody everywhere, and you just let everybody in unlimited numbers, and that's a good thing. That's the premise. There's no argument about money breaking the back of government budgets, terrorism, crime, etc., etc. Well, that's all off the table. But what we really have to deal with here, you see, folks, in this scientific study is, how do we get people who are hostile to immigration to change their attitudes? That's what we're looking for, because they are obviously the bad people, and we have to do something about their physiology, their metabolic processes, their brains, their hormones. And so this study gave a hormone / neurotransmitter called oxytocin to a group of people who were considered to be hostile toward immigrants and immigration, because oxytocin is called the cuddle hormone, the nice hormone, the love hormone, the friendly hormone. Nasal spray to these volunteers in a medical study. This is medical study. This is Brave New World we're talking about here. This is technocracy at work. We're going to rearrange society by rearranging people's thoughts and their minds by affecting their hormones. And lo and behold, they discovered that if they gave this love hormone, oxytocin, to these xenophobic, hostile people toward immigrants and immigration, and they also threw in some social cues, they turned around a surprising number of these hostile people in their attitude. Ooh, we like this. This is good. Let's have more medical experiments. How about dropping it from planes instead of just shooting it up volunteers' noses? Yes, indeed. This is wonderful. Very, very good. Make no mistake about it, folks. And I've detailed this for 20 years or more now about how medical drugs are being used to actually engineer society, and not in a good way. This is the cutting edge, or a cutting edge, of technocracy. The use of technology, in this case medical, to transform society. And here is a study that was based on that alone. So if you sitting out there might have some reservations about open borders, mass immigration, if you are aware of certain crimes that immigrants have committed, factual crimes on the record, brutal crimes and so on and so forth, and you might be inclined to speak out or say anything about this, well, the obvious remedy for you would be oxytocin. You'll be smiling. You'll be friendly to everybody. It won't be a problem anymore for you or society. That's the deal. That's your technocracy at work. That's globalism and technocracy hand in hand, marching toward a glorious future in which everybody is free and placid. We will return in a moment.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something this good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 million live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist 50 years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
John Rappaport back here in the fourth hour, sitting in for Alex. InfoWars. Before we jump into the third story I want to cover today, check this baby out. Get chocolate or strawberry caveman true paleo formula 50% off retail right now at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. That's the first time ever. 50 off retail on Caveman True Paleo Formula, high quality bone broth, 7 different primal superfoods to help support muscles, fight free radicals, and so much more. Cutting edge nutraceutical science and ancient nutrition, turmeric, shaga mushroom, bee pollen, bone broth, true paleo nutrition. So 50 off retail, 50% off on Caveman. Get there before it sells out once again at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. All right. This is a big one. This is a big one. Screw in your brains real tight on this one, because this is a window into technocracy, medical death science, and the planned society via vaccines. I've been tracking this one for decades, but here's quite an interesting current story is where it starts, because the FDA is cracking down. There's some company in California that decided that they could push a cancer treatment that combines stem cells with the smallpox vaccine. That's the story in the press. I have no idea whether that's accurate, true, a complete picture of what's going on at this company, but nevertheless, whatever. The FDA is cracking down, especially on the issue of where did this company get the smallpox vaccine, because it is guarded very carefully wherever it exists around the world, and you'll understand why in a minute. So that's the current lead on the story. But in the statement from the FDA, they talk about how powerful the smallpox vaccine is. And then they make the statement that it could be life-threatening or cause very, very, very severe problems, health, medical problems, in people with certain prior medical conditions, et cetera, including immune system problems. Get that? In other words, a person who has a weak, compromised immune system should never be taking the smallpox vaccine. It's a no, 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 for several reasons, one of which is that this is a called a live virus vaccine. It's got the whatever it is that they say called smallpox right there in the vaccine, percolating. That's the FDA, the official word from the U.S. government on this. If your immune system is weak, watch out. Do not take this smallpox vaccine. Okay? That's part one. Part two, however, get this, between 1966 and 1980, on the continent of Africa, and I'm sure we have many listeners from Africa, there was a World Health Organization mass vaccination campaign to eradicate smallpox with the smallpox vaccine. Roughly 100 million shots of the smallpox vaccine were given to Africans on the African continent. Mm-hmm. So how many of those people would you guess already had severely compromised immune systems? From hunger, starvation, protein calorie malnutrition, contaminated water supplies for decades and decades, overcrowding, sheer poverty, war, etc., etc., etc. The things that have existed on the African continent for a very long time and are, in fact, the primary causes of disease there. And rip apart people's immune systems. Getting the picture? In other words, from the years 1966 through 1980, the World Health Organization was making sure that the smallpox vaccine, which should never be given to anybody with a weak immune system, was given to millions of Africans with weak immune systems. The FDA, which recently warned that this could be life-threatening, which means it could kill you, They were giving that vaccine to anything and anybody that moved that they could find on the continent of Africa. Depopulation, anybody? Of course, in 1980, when they popped the corks on the champagne, the World Health Organization, and said, we have eradicated smallpox on the African continent. Maybe they were just talking about eradicating people on the African continent. Think about it. Think about it. And now I'll give you the capper on that story. In the late 1980s, an acquaintance of mine who shall remain nameless, a respected biologist with close and intimate knowledge of the smallpox eradication campaign in Africa, a very reliable source, told me off the record the following. Actually, after they popped those champagne corks, the World Health Organization held a secret meeting in Geneva, secret, at which they discussed the smallpox vaccine. And they decided that they would never, ever use this vaccine again. And I said to this biologist, why did they decide that? And he said, why? Because it caused cases of smallpox. That's why. The globalists at work, medical branch, medical cartel of the globalist takeover. We know what's good for the African continent. We know what we're going to do. We decide, they obey. We sell, they buy. We destroy, they accept. And we call it help, aid, humanity, wonderful, triumph, victory, the greatest thing that ever happened in the history of medical progress. That's a story for the ages, folks. Get it around. Spread it around. Let people really know what was behind that campaign and what is, in fact, behind many vaccine campaigns, because smallpox is not the only vaccine. Even if you believed in vaccine pseudoscience, smallpox is by far from the only vaccine that you would want to give someone whose immune system is already compromised. But it's being done every day all over the world with dire, dire consequences. All right, before we jump on, these products are InfoWars, as Alex has said many times. It's a win-win proposition. You win with the product, you support InfoWars in getting this kind of information out to the world that flies below the radar of the mainstream press. They're aware, they won't talk about it, they won't cover it. So here's another offer. Super Male Vitality Limited Time Flash Special. 57 off. 57% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Never offered this price slash before. Game-changing formula. Received thousands of five-star reviews from listeners. Visit InfoWarsLife.com. Read the reviews for yourself. Super Male Vitality, 57% off. That's $29.95 after the discount at InfoWarsLife.com for a limited time. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Okay. You see where we're going with all these stories? Sacramento story, oxytocin, the love hormone, FDA smallpox vaccine, the so-called eradication campaign of smallpox on the African continent. Every one of these stories is all about technocratic, globalist type government intervention, from the local level all the way to the global level, to say, this is what the future looks like. This is the future we're installing. This is the future we're lying about. This is the future that you'll just love because we tell you to love it. And you'll overlook all the heinous, grotesque, horrendous effects because you'll believe us. We're the authorities. We love you. We care, etc., etc., etc. And this, of course, is gobbled up by the left because they want to believe that they're doing something good and they stand for something good, also known as virtue signaling. Tell me what I'm supposed to support in the name of greater humanity. Just tell me what it is and I will, because then I'll be sending out these signals and my friends and people I don't even know will say, well, he's a good and righteous person. No brain, no mind involved, no thought, no analysis. Well, what would you expect? Do you find a college anywhere now that teaches logic in a serious way, that teaches how to analyze information, how to separate evidence from fakery, that goes into this on a very deep level, as it should, in the age of information? And disinformation? Of course not. Just take these generalities that mean nothing and put them into your head and then go spout them out there and all will be well. Of course, you'll be so dumbed down you can't even think for yourself, but you won't notice it because you're too dumb to notice that you're dumb. That's called education. Here's your bill, $200,000. You just went into debt. You're a graduate now. Good luck in finding a job. Why anybody would want to do that to their kids is beyond any semblance of sanity. Any semblance of sanity. A reasonably intelligent 18-year-old could go to the library for 6 months and learn more and become more independent-minded than 4 years of a liberal arts college. That's for sure, for sure, for sure. Okay, let's jump to another piece here. Same theme, okay? Bill Gates, I think you've heard of him, right? Bill Gates, the great savior of humanity, and Sergey Brin, one of the co-founders of, don't be evil, Google. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're now funding a project. Hate to even say this, but here we go. Laboratory-grown meat for the masses. M-E-A-T. Meat. 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 Grown in a lab for the masses. What could possibly go wrong here? This is supposed to be, you know, another one of these great humanitarian solutions. We don't need any ranches. We don't need any cows. We don't need any of that anymore. We're going to phase all that out, you see, because we'll be able to grow meat in a lab and you're just going to love it. And it'll be fine. It'll be great. Well, of course, we haven't done any long-term health studies on this, but who cares? We didn't do any health studies of any kind on GMO food either, so what's the difference? And there's actually no fat in this meat. So we're going to have to do something to make it taste good. In fact, we're going to be adding fat to the lab-grown meat. We don't know exactly how we're going to do that yet, but we'll figure out a way. That conjures up, folks, all kinds of incredible images, doesn't it? Yeah, we've got this thing that looks kind of like a shoe that you found in an alley next to a garbage can at midnight that's labeled burger now. And it has, after all that, it has no fat. So you just kind of brush the flies off, you pick it up, and you say, well, Let's see. We have that vat of fat over there, guys. Let's bring it over and somehow add it on. You know what I mean? Mush it somehow. Inject it. We've got to have machines that do this. So how do we do that? Well, we'll figure out a way. That's going to taste great. And then, of course, they're not paying any attention. They're not talking about paying any attention to the actual mineral content of the meat, which is part of the deal. What minerals is it going to contain and at what levels? Yeah, that could be sort of another problem, right? But don't worry, it's all going to be worked out. And it'll be pure because when we say laboratory, you're supposed to think pure. Oh, wait a minute. There's another factor here that it's actually this lab-grown meat is grown in fetal, F-E-T-A-L, fetal as in fetus, bovine serum. And, you know, when you're dealing with that fetal bovine serum, you get all kinds of, microbes in there and contaminants. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of things that could end up in there in the medium that you're growing the meat in. Yeah, and that would not be good for your health, that is. No, not at all. But Bill Gates, Sergey Brin, do no evil, save the world, we are the new messiahs. They think it's a great idea, so they're bankrolling it, of course. And I'm sure that up the line, step right up and get your lab-grown meat. LGM. Give me one of those LGM burgers. Sure enough, we've got it right here. Let's see. It was shipped last year. We had it in the freezer. Boom. Okay. Now, this isn't from an animal, is it? No. Animals, you see, are dirty. And there's too many variables there. You never know what you're going to get. But this, in the lab, we know. We've got the standards. Everything is pure. So just put a lot of mustard, ketchup, and mayo, and whatever, pickle and so forth on there. Quite a bit, I would say, okay? And, of course, and here's the capper, folks, on this wonderful story. As you can see, this is a kind of Frankenstein creation where you kind of stitch together different elements. The fat is added onto the lab-grown meat. And then if you want minerals, I guess you're going to have to inject some of those. You know, it's sort of that kind of piece operation. Well, while you're at it, other things could be added to the meat, couldn't they? Things that perhaps we wouldn't even know about. For our own good, of course. Oh, absolutely. Like, oh, I don't know, if it were determined that, say, 30% of the American population is clinically depressed, and they're moving pretty close to that direction in their surveys and polls and so forth and pseudoscience, well, it might be a good idea to add in some Zoloft or Paxil or whatever the latest antidepressant is into the lab-grown meat. And at the same time, what about edible vaccines? I mean, there are already articles that have been written about that as a different way to deliver vaccines. I mean, instead of trying to push the population into getting toxic, life-destroying, chemical-laden injected vaccine, instead of trying to do it that way, why don't we just add it into the laboratory-grown meat? Because in the lab, we can be very precise, of course, about how much vaccine we put in and how many vaccines we add in. I think now the largest number of vaccines that are rolled up into one jumbo vaccine is maybe 5 or 6, but why not 20 or 30? That certainly would be a good idea because then you eat a burger and you get 20 or 30 vaccinations all at once. Of course, there could be a problem depending upon how many burgers you eat. We'll figure that out later. I'm sure we can cross that bridge when we come to it, but the basic idea is very sound, isn't it, that we want to vaccinate everybody, and so that's the way we're going to do it. So that's where we are on this laboratory-grown meat story. How do you like those apples, Alex?
Well, John, I apologize for cutting in on the first 15 and now jumping at the end. I was driving down the road listening to you on our local as an affiliate. I just wanted to point the rest of the story that obviously they know they're going to move with animal rights to ban the eating of meat. That's an admitted goal. The Peter Singer and PETA and all of them pushed. They're going to put big taxes on it. But don't worry, they'll have lots of laboratory stuff because having the serum of ground-up baby dead cows and all this stuff being grown, that's okay. They want to take control of the food chain. None of it has to do with caring about the animals or being ethical. All of it is about total control. And as you said, they know that cooked red meat's bad for your colon and things, lightly cooked red meat's full of all the trace minerals and elements so that your body is able to absorb it. And it's associated with higher IQs, lower levels of Alzheimer's, things like that. So the globalists are obsessed with forcing us onto a vegetarian diet. I'm not bashing vegetarians. There's a lot of problems with meat today on ethical issues, a lot of problems, you know, with it being contaminated. But this move is the Gates and others who are obsessed with weather modification, world government forced inoculation, pharmacological fruits and vegetables that have vaccines in them. It's all about taking control of the natural environment and creating an artificial system they control that they can then backdoor and manipulate. But the reason they're investing is they know they're going to make meat cost prohibitive and they're overfishing the seas very, very soon. But don't worry, you may be sterile and can't have babies, but we can create a humanoid baby for you and have it implanted in a surrogate. So this is why they're overriding the natural world, bringing in the artificial for total domination, as Monsanto admits. Back to you, John Rappaport.
Absolutely, Alex. That's the big picture. And notice, folks, and when I was researching my first book back in 1987 called AIDS, Inc., I was looking for the actual causes, chronic, endemic, decades, centuries long in Africa. And I came across many, 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 many mainstream studies that mentioned this little thing called protein-calorie malnutrition. Protein-calorie malnutrition. What happens when somebody is suffering from that? In other words, they're just not getting enough protein in their diet. What happens is they become weak, they become disabled, they can't think straight, they're confused, they could even hallucinate. They are stumbling around. They can't resist whatever is going on at the top. And that is the condition that would be created very easily by this kind of synthetic shiftover. No, animals, we don't want anybody to eat animals anymore. It's not a matter of choice. We're just not going to let that happen anymore. It's the same thing you see in California, for example, with the whole vaccine, mandatory vaccine. We don't want to give you a choice anymore. It's not a matter of parents deciding for their children. That's out. We want to mandate it now. You've got to do this. Well, the same thing is going to be, this is the agenda, let's put it that way, with meat. No. We're not asking you whether you want to eat this or eat that way, whether you want to eat from a lab or from an animal. Because up the road, the plan is you're not going to have a choice. You're going to have protein, calorie, malnutrition one way or another. Because we know that then you're going to be very easy to control. Okay, folks, that's the fourth hour here. John Rappaport sitting in for Alex. Appreciate it. InfoWarsLife.com. Products. And we'll see you next time.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in